My name is Greg Hill from WAF, and we have an incredible show for you tonight. I just want to mention that you can buy a copy of the debut CD, Low Expectations, out front. If you didn't get it yet, it's on sale for $10. And we also have some lovely ladies who are, I think, going to make their way around and sell copies of the CD tonight. So the guys will be hanging around afterwards, and they will happily sign your CD and maybe even personalize it if you ask nicely. All right. So without further ado, it gives me great pleasure to be invited here to introduce these guys. Their CD, by the way, Low Expectations, debut CD, currently charted in the Billboard Blues chart. If you could give them a big round of applause for that, I think they'd appreciate that. Please make some noise for Ernie and the Automatics.
What was it that you said? folks. This is another one from my new record. This one's called If I Let You. We're very excited about our new record. We're going to be doing all the songs from our record tonight. This is one that Ernie put together. Want to tell him about it, Ernie?
This is the first tune that we did. This is the first original tune as we did as a band. I wrote this tune in Hong Kong at the Peninsula Hotel a couple of years ago. Woke up in the middle of the night. Tune was in my head, and here it is. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Here's the title track for my new record. This is the one that started it all for us. It's called Low Expectations. Sing a song to me.
Who, me?
Yeah. Moi? Can we do that Sam and Dave thing?
Sure we can.
Can I be Dave?
I'll be Sam. No, I'll be Dave. Dave's out there.
You were Dave last night.
I was.
All right, this is one of our songs from our new record. This is called Blues Town. This is Michael's big idea. Are you ready, Michael?
Just another man playing some blues.
Standing next to me for over 20 years. He's in the band Peter Wolf on the House Party 5 on the road. Original member of the band Archie Z. Winner of the Best Boston Bass Player Award 3 years in a row. This is the mighty Chima Chima on the bass. You know, there was this great, great movie back in the 80s, right? What was it called? Oh, yeah, Eddie and the Cruisers, right? Well, we just happen to have the most handsome man from that movie right here on the stage. No joke. Co-star of the movie Eddie and the Cruisers. Saxophone player for John Caffey and the Beaver Brown Band. We stole him. This is the great Michael Antunes on the tenor saxophone. You might remember a band that did some pretty good business in these parts. Maybe some pretty good business all over the world, in fact. The band was called Boston, right? We happen to have the original guitarist, lead guitarist, former member of the band Boston, on the two albums, first two records, Mr. Barry Goodjoy. What you thinking? Why don't you guys do the whole song? Well, last time we did, we got arrested, and you guys weren't there to bail us out like you said you would be. Every time you say play it anyway, but 17 notes is all we can do, right, Tunes? And then the alarm goes off. Yeah. As if it wasn't enough to have one guy from that band, one original member of the band Boston, we happen to have. Do you remember the big afro? The big furry vest? We have the original drummer from the band Boston. Right here, on the stage, on the first three records, which means it took him a little longer to get fired. No, he quit. Formerly of the band Boston, the original drummer, Mississippi Hasher! Well, we got to talk about the guy who makes it all happen. The guy who takes us just about anywhere we want to go, right? Right, boys? The man who's responsible for us being here tonight. How about these cool uniforms, huh? Our fearless leader. Please give it up for our pal, Mr. Billy Bob Jr.
Thank you. Thank you for coming out. The gentleman on lead vocals, keyboard, and soon harmonica, an original member of the band RTC. He was on the road with Peter Wolf and the House Party 5. Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Mace.
Thanks a lot, folks. Right. There's another song from my new record. This one's called Back Around. Mary, and little shout out to Tunes' brother Dave. Okay. And it's kind of a jazzy little number. And we realized one thing is we can't play jazz unless we get our shades on. So we're gonna. Ready, boys? This one's called Fly in the Milk. Thank you. a lot, folks. This one's called Dead Man. Let it go.
Thank you.
Song that's about a story, a very scary ghost story that Sibby was telling us one night. And we realized the only way for us to get our minds right was to write a song about it. It's based on a true story. This is called "I'm Gonna Haunt You." Yeah. Thanks a lot. You guys have a good time for a couple more. Then I'm going to come home and hang out with you guys. Hope that's okay. This is our first single. And this is about enjoying the good times when they're happening, because you never know how long they're going to last. Good times never last. Come on, Subi. Oh, out, you guys. Thanks a lot for coming out. We really appreciate it. Great support you guys have been giving us. Very proud of our fans. This is the last song we're going to do for you. This is kind of like our theme song. It's called The Best Is Up Ahead.
Well, I'm rolling down that highway. I hope this rig will last. The man's right behind me, and he's judging up fast. The best is up ahead on this road on down. Come on, boys, help me tell the story.
Thank you.